Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast on rights and liberties. I'm glad to be joining you today. My name is Jennifer Miller, but you can call me Jenny, and I am here to walk with you through the learning process about all of the topics in this course on constitutional rights. Now, I'm going to say that you're here not necessarily because you just love studying government, although that certainly doesn't hurt. But the reason you're here is because you are taking this class at Wayne State College and you're taking it online, or perhaps you have it in person and you're using the podcast to help supplement your learning. One of the tools that I am now regularly using to support that learning process is podcasting. So you'll get a little bit of me each and every week to talk about and understand a little bit more in terms of the material that we are covering and the chapters that we are reading through. And then hopefully the podcasts are also going to give you just a little bit more insight from my personal experience as it relates to this class. Now, before I get too far down this path of discussing all the intricacies of our rights and our liberties, let me give you a little bit more of an introduction to me. So I've given you my name, and right now, my current position is as an assistant professor at Wayne State College, working in the history, politics, and geography department. And I absolutely love teaching and the chance to engage with students at all levels, whether you are an undergraduate or a graduate student pursuing an advanced degree, or maybe you're just taking classes to continue learning and expand on what you already know. It really doesn't matter. We can all have great conversations across a range and spectrum of different topics, regardless of the quote-unquote level we are at in terms of our education. So welcome. I'm glad you're here. Now, the topics near and dear to me are those associated with the field of political science, which is the study of politics. One of those things that most people don't love to talk about, but hopefully because you're in this class, you do. In the context in which we live, and for most people, politics is not exactly polite or even good conversation. And yet, it is fundamental. We have to reflect on these topics, and that's going to come up a whole lot in this course. But I'm going to pace us and not jump so far into the deep end right into this first episode. So let me just say, yep, there's a lot of politics to talk about, and we'll get there. We're going to pace ourselves as we cover the material, and I'm going to try to inject as much humor as I can to keep things light, even when we get into more confusing or heavy conversations. Aside from those passions and interests, I am an avid gardener, a true dyed-in-the-wool Star Wars nerd, and really a nerd on a lot of different levels. I love things like reading a really good historical analysis, a complicated Supreme Court opinion, or diving into statistics and research, particularly in political science. Of course, I am also like many others in that a good Netflix series can really, you know, hone me in like a tractor beam, and I'm all about great food. But all in all, I really do embrace the academic pursuits, along with, of course, outside activities, which is mostly walking with my dog at this point. If you are living in Nebraska, as I am, you know that you do whatever you can to enjoy the outdoors when the weather is cooperative. And that really isn't very often, it seems. Okay, setting all that aside, let's get into thinking a little bit more about the basics of this class. This first podcast episode is a very basic introduction in that I am going to talk about the components of the course Canvas site, and then I will talk about the other tools that are available for you outside of this podcast. In addition to that, I will wrap this discussion with a few key tips that I think are important to keep you on track, and I intend for this discussion to be done before we have reached the 30-minute mark, because that seems reasonable for a first episode. Most podcast episodes for this course will be done with a focus on a segment of the class based on the material that we are covering each week, or in each module, and What I mean by module are the modules you actually see listed in Canvas. My plan is to have episodes ready for you no later than the middle of the week so you can do the reading and use the podcast episode as you review the slides for that week. Before we delve too far down the path of talking about Canvas or the resources for this course, I want to be clear as to what we are studying in this class. When I say rights and liberties, what I mean are those constitutionally protected things that we get to do. Rights being most of what you find listed in the Bill of Rights, let's say. So speech, press, religion. But we have many more than just what's in that first section, known as the Bill of Rights, which was passed in 1791, or should I say ratified in 1791. We have 27 total amendments in the Constitution, and quite a few of these tie into rights, specifically voting rights, a lot later in that document, and much later in the period of our development of our country. So rights and liberties are those things that are protected activities, which, generally speaking, the way it's framed in the Constitution are things the government should not interfere with, which may put it more in line with the term liberty. We have the liberty to do something, or the freedom to do something, as opposed to calling it a right. But again, these terms are generally treated as interchangeable, or we could use one or the other, and we know we're talking about the same thing. So in a nutshell form, that's really what we'll be doing this semester, is learning about what those rights and liberties are, as well as the current status of those rights and liberties as we can understand it from existing Supreme Court opinions. Okay, I don't want to go too far down that path because we're not yet into the material, and I want to step back to actually redirect us a little, and now that I've introduced myself and talked through some of the basics related to this course, I want to encourage you to go ahead and log into Canvas. Because in Canvas are all the materials that you will need for this class, not including our required textbook. Once you're logged in, you will find that I have developed several tools that are going to help you with working through this class. And we're going to begin at the homepage. This is where you land when you first log into the course, and it's the main page listing course information, along with the most recent announcements at the top of that page. The navigation menu for the course is on the left-hand side of the screen, and on the right-hand side of the screen you should see three buttons reading as View Course Stream, View Course Calendar, and View Course Notifications. Below those are the to-do list, which shows you announcements and assignments for the class in order of when that announcement was posted or when the assignment was due. And the more recent things or the soonest upcoming assignments are going to be at the top. I have built the home page, which is in the middle of the screen, in a very specific way. The home page is meant to give you an introduction to the whole course, to link you to the syllabus, to link you to the question and answer discussion board, and then give a general description of the assignments in this class. As you scroll down the homepage, you should see little icons and links for all of those items below that picture on the homepage. Beneath that, you have a welcome message from which I give you a little bit more description about things like the weekly roadmap pages. Those pages, which should be under the heading of weekly roadmap pages or modules, are the tools that I think are most critical for you working through this course. Since we are in a normal semester, there should be 16 roadmap pages for you to click on there. I'm going to say at this point that the easiest way to work through this class is to come to this homepage and then go to whichever weekly roadmap page we are working on. We're in week one right now, so I would start by clicking the link to the right of the number one, and for us, that page is called Introduction to Our Course, Rights, and Liberties. Once you've clicked on that link, the system will load that roadmap page, and each roadmap page includes a series of items. The overview is at the top of the page. That's what we're covering that week. And for upper division courses in that section, you may see some critical thinking questions that I'd like you to consider as you do the reading. That overview is followed by a list of the learning objectives or items that I'm hoping you'll learn from that week's material. Next is the required reading, followed by any links to slides that I have created along for that reading, as in those slides are meant to help you work through the reading material for the week. After that are the links to the podcasts for the reading and the slides, then any links to assignments we have due that week, and finally, any additional links or resources that I think might be helpful to you when learning the material. Anything that you see listed here, which is underlined and blue, is a link to another resource. There will be times when I won't have the slides or podcast quite ready for you right at the beginning of the week, so when those sections are just listed in black text, that means I haven't posted those items or set up the links yet, but they are likely coming very soon. Now that is a brief but pretty general description of the roadmap pages. Again, you can get there by going to the home page in Canvas, but you can also get to these pages using the modules link on the left-hand menu. You'll have to know which week you're needing to get to, but once you go to the modules page, you can see the roadmap pages listed here under each numbered week module heading. Go ahead and click on the modules if you haven't already. At the top of this screen, we have a few modules that aren't connected to the weeks, but that provide you with basic information about WSC, Canvas, and then the class. First up are what I call the WSC guides, or sometimes it might be listed as Start Here. This will include pages on communication, academic resources, and even a Canvas orientation you can complete if you would like to. Following that module is something I've labeled as Course Documents, Pages, and Assignments. What I've provided here are high-level guides for this class. Among the first should be the PDF version of the syllabus for our course, followed by the link to the course homepage. And after that, there are other pages that describe the assignments, as in like a general description of all sets of assignments for the class, then the process for how to submit a grade appeal, and the link to the question and answer discussion board, which is where you can submit any question you want to about the class. You can even do so anonymously using that discussion board. Of course, you can always email me any questions you have, but if you'd prefer to ask something in a way that everyone can see it, then please do use that course Q&A board and post your question there. Below the course documents module is where I now start with the weekly modules and the roadmap pages. And there's one other highlight I'd like to point out. You can see with each module what is due as far as assignments under the graded items due this week heading. And you should see that for each module. There's something listing what graded items are due, or perhaps it just says graded items due this week, none. I will always use that structure so that you can see the assignments that are due even if you don't look at the weekly roadmap page. So you can see the assignments coming up from the roadmap pages. You can see them on the to-do list on the home screen. You can see them with the modules, and then they are also a part of the weekly announcement emails you'll be receiving at the very bottom of those announcements. It's a lot of reminders, but I think that helps with staying on top of the workload for this class. And speaking of announcements, hopefully you got this week's announcement sometime around 8 or maybe 9 o'clock on Monday morning. If you didn't, please email me at jemille@wsc.edu. All right, let's redirect and navigate back to the homepage now. And I want you to look at the menu on the left side of the screen as I'm walking through it. So on that left-hand menu, we first have the syllabus link. And that link will take you directly to an electronic version of the syllabus, which includes syllabus contents broken down by sections. The first section is instructor information, including office hours. Then there is the course information, including a general course description, followed by a listing of the required textbook, some brief descriptions of the graded course activities and the grading scale, and then course policies, the class schedule, and our learning outcomes. Please do make time to read through this first week. I want you in particular to understand the different graded course activities, what they are, and I'd really love for you to read the assignment descriptions for each of those as soon as you can. Now, when you're ready to do that, you can get those details by going to the assignments link on the left-hand menu, and then you can click into each respective assignment and get the details about those. A few of the assignments will have very limited descriptions, such as the exams. However, most of the assignments will have a lot of details and a lot of structure, and for quite a few, I've even provided an example for you to look at to know what I'm expecting when you submit that. All right, that takes us through the homepage, the syllabus link. We've talked about the modules, and now we've mentioned the assignments. There's a few more items on that menu that I want to quickly talk through. The first would be grades. This is where you can find all of your graded assignments. Those will be listed in chronological order, meaning the assignments with the earliest due dates will be listed first, followed by assignments due later in the course. On the grades page, you will also be able to see my feedback to you and any assignment rubrics. Rubrics are what I use regularly to grade assignments so that you can see how points line up with the assignment expectations. The grades page also includes a what if tool, which allows you to calculate your overall course grade if you get certain scores on specific assignments in this class. It's basically a grade calculator that can help you understand what your overall grade will be based on what you enter as possible grades for any number of assignments. I would recommend you don't use that tool too early in the semester as it's going to require you to do a lot of guessing, but that calculator can be very helpful later in the semester. Last but not least, we have the announcements link. The announcements link will have all of the posted announcements going all the way back to the beginning of the course. The oldest announcements will be at the bottom of the screen, and the most recent or newest announcements will be at the top. Those announcements will be sent out to your WSC email address, but if you ever delete one and can't find it, you can always return to this page in Canvas to see that history. You can also see the three most recent course announcements on the Canvas homepage at the top above the general course description. Okay, we have now completed our intro to concepts and the most critical tools available using Canvas directly. The other tool to give you some guidance in this course, these podcasts. The podcasts are all posted on the rss.com website, and for each podcast there is, of course, the audio. But I want to also make you aware on that site that you can find the transcripts for any episode as well. Go to the link for the podcast episode and click on transcript, which appears just to the right of the about description for that episode. If you ever find an episode without a transcript, please do let me know and I will fix that right away. That transcript will make it possible for you to read the episode if you'd prefer to do that instead of listening to it. One nice element of the transcript, you see that it is broken down into time segments. You can actually click on those time segments to take you to that part of the episode. So let's say you know that I talked about a concept in the middle of the podcast. You can use the search function on your web browser to find that wording in the transcript. And then when you find it, you can click to that section of the episode to get right to that point in my discussion. It's a nice way to be able to find something that was talked about without having to listen to the whole episode again. All right, that is my basic introduction to the tools for this course. The last little bit that I want to cover today is the key tips to keep you on track. Now, I've already mentioned one, which is look through those assignment guidelines right now. And you should really always do that in a course so that you have a sense of the size of your workload and how much time it is likely to take. It may be difficult to estimate the time, but having a sense of what's coming and when is very helpful for scheduling. I know a lot of you have crazy busy schedules, jobs, maybe multiple jobs, kids, and just life in general. Having that advanced knowledge of the assignments will hopefully help you to balance all of the things you need to do. You can always take a look at the calendar or the weekly announcements as well to keep up with the course, which is tip number two. Use those announcements and the calendar. The course calendar for you as a student should be on that homepage along with a to-do list. Now, that to-do list is also going to include things like announcements, which you can just dismiss by clicking on the little X in the right-hand corner of that item on the list. But after that, it's going to show you our upcoming assignments and when those are due. That is a great tool. If you are someone that sees the weekly announcement and thinks TLDR, too long, didn't read, then the to-do list may be just the right tool for you. The final tip that I can offer with respect to this class is really in relation to that balancing of your schedule and the course timeline. Do work ahead when you can, because that will set you up for being able to, let's say, skip a discussion or choose a different reflection paper when you don't need to do it or when you've got too much other stuff on your plate. That's a pretty natural thing to do, at least for me at this point. If it's not your regular approach to schedule things out, I would challenge you to just maybe look at the week-by-week timeline and consider, what do I have to do the first and second weeks, and then how am I going to make all of that work and fit in? Assignments that are early in the semester are usually easier, but the time to complete the work gets longer as we continue through the weeks of this course, which is good to keep in mind. And, of course, on top of that, there is the reading to do. It's not usually terribly dense reading for really any week of the course, and some of it's a little boring, I'm not gonna lie to you. But if you can work through that and kind of keep pace with what is listed for the weekly roadmap pages, you should be just fine. If not, I would always say contact me as soon as possible so that we can figure out a plan to respond to the challenges you're facing. If there's some way I can support you in the learning process, I'm very happy to do that. And that is truly my final tip. When you need something, please don't just stew about it or stress about it or lose sleep over it. Contact me. I am here to support all of you to help you work through this. And I take that very seriously. That is the job. I do love the job. I'm here to do that work to help you. So don't lose sight of that as an option for you. Okay, it's time to wrap this up. We're at about 23 minutes, and this is probably going to be one of the shorter podcast episodes. For a course like Rights and Liberties, the discussions can be pretty involved. So some of these episodes will be closer to 35 or 40 minutes, and some may be over an hour. I will try to break them down as much as possible so that you can manage to listen to them in bits and pieces and not have to listen to it all in one sitting. But sometimes that's just a little difficult with this material. I will do the best that I can to make it easy to navigate for all of you. I do think the podcast can be helpful based on past student feedback, but if you don't find that to be the case, let me know. I do want any and all feedback that you have on how to improve this course, so send that my way anytime. Again, the email address is jemille1@wsc.edu. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.